But if people can't see it, they tend not to trust God for the next move. But see, like I previously stated, I was walking with the Lord and am walking with the Lord even now by faith. There's a revelation that says that the people that trust God and the believers in God, we don't walk by what we see, we walk by faith. And because the Lord has called us to walk by faith, so many fall by the wayside. Now, some years ago, my mother taught us a song that says, so many falling by the wayside, but Lord, help me to stand. Well, we can't stand if we see a thing. For the things you see, why are you yet hoping for it? See, our faith is substantiated in the thing we don't see. And yet, trust God. See, the doctors may tell me I'm going to die tomorrow, but I believe God I'm going to live beyond tomorrow. And because I believe that I will live beyond tomorrow, though I may be in a hospital bed, but I'm determined that I'll have the bed, the bed won't have me. Have you ever had some bad news and you had to live beyond that? Have you ever had somebody talked about you to your face and then laugh in your face and you had to live beyond that? And you have to trust God because the Bible tells us that love even our enemies. And you said, God, I want to choke the gizzard out of them. And you could hear God says, but you got to love them. So you got to walk by faith. And you got to ask God to give you enough grace to hate your hate, to love your haters. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. See, because I want you to love me, sister, I don't care if I caught you talking about me. I yet got to love you beyond me catching you talking about me. I can't react to you talking about me. I've got to know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. So if you're talking about me, I've got to question God. God, she's talking about me, and I know she wouldn't be able to talk about me except you give her permission. So now what am I to learn from her talking about me? All right, now y'all got to pay for that one. The rest y'all going to get for free. That these things I'm telling you now straight off the press. Okay? But the rest of what I'm about to give you, we got to take up an offering. You know, I'm reminded, Eartha-Lee had a thing going on. She trusted God, so nothing could kill that girl. There was a time, Eartha-Lee, I don't know what I'm saying. God gives us grace to trust him. That girl was going to work one morning and got in a bad car accident, total loss, a little white car. But the one thing she would never let anybody get in her car and smoke or cuss or do anything. She says, somebody got in her little white car and you were smoking a cigarette. You had to put it out because she'll tell you in a minute, oh, you're not going to choke Jesus out of my car. Said, Jesus don't smoke. You don't see Jesus walking around with no cigarette hooking out of his mouth. I don't know if she's still like that, but that thing was radical. She was so radical, you just didn't treat her and talk to her about, because she's going to tell you about Jesus. But God give us the grace. And so she totally lost that little car. But in that car, she didn't realize in all the tumbling she went through in the car, she had enough grace and the favor of God on her life that Jesus was in the car tumbling with her. See, y'all never had those kind of experience. See, I don't know why the Lord is having me to reveal all these things that happened in the past. Because if the same God, if you can trust him in a car accident, the same God has the ability, we can trust him now and he'll bring us through things. I'm still building up. I'm priming the pump, I guess. But let me just give you a word here. And I want to talk about the good work of grace. Because the Bible says God is in us working out his good pleasure. Now put your hand on yourself and say, I don't know what it is. But I feel something turning on the inside. I know it can't be the devil because I'm saved. And I've already bind the strong man. And since God in me is greater than he that is on the outside, it has to be God. Has to be. All right. So I want to talk about the good work of grace. The good work of grace. Let me just go to Philippians. Because I was reading this thing, and this thing really just blew my head in the creek. I went over 2 times to get it, but it sunk before I can get to it. I got so caught up in the speaking in the tongue and the deliverance and coming on a Kawasaki and riding Honda when I was speaking in tongue, I fell off the motorcycle and bruised up myself. So I just started. So I just decided I'll preach what the Lord gave me. Philippians 1, and 1 through 6, and it read, Paul and Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Watch what he says here, the second verse. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind. That's a very important verse. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, or for you all, making request with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, watch what the sixth verse says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The sixth verse again from the Amplified, it says, I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return. Watch this. Developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. There is a work in you that God has released. Some of you are so confused until you went beyond confused because you don't understand what God is doing. You don't want God to do anything. But in us, God created us for specific purposes. And where you don't know your purpose, you tend to get lost in spirituality. You become religious trying to find out your purpose. But you don't have to figure it out. Just read the Bible and know the good work that you are doing and the good work that's in you that God has started. God will work on you and work through you right up to the time of Jesus' return, perfecting what he's put in you. See, what I love about the good work of grace, God never gives us anything and says, work it out. He put it in us and then in turn work it out of us. So when the Lord called me to preach, I wasn't worrying about the preaching part because I knew that if he put it in me, he is going to work it through me. My thing is, do I trust him that he have given me enough grace that when folks don't believe in me, do I have enough grace to let him work it out of me? Because I don't care how anointed you are, they're going to be people don't believe a thing you say. But I got to have enough grace to allow God to work out grace through me. God's unmerited favor is in all of us. How many of you are saved by grace? Oh, I know some of you, God had to save you because you was good. God saved you because your grandmother and your granddaddy was the praise and worship leader. You are saved by grace because there isn't anything that we could have ever done that would merit the grace of God. So God sent his only begotten son, and he said, whosoever believe in him shall. So now, Paul said in verse number 7, Amplified, it is right and appropriate for me to have this confidence. Now remember in the sixth verse, he says, I am confident that he that has begun a good work in you will perform it until Jesus come. Now Paul is telling them, I have a right to believe in what I just said. I am confident, and it is right and appropriate for me to have this confidence and feel this way about you all because you have me in your heart and I hold you in my heart as partakers and shares, watch this, one and all with me of grace. God's unmerited favor, his spiritual blessing. This is true both when I am shut up in prison and when I am out in what? The defense and confirmation of the good news, the gospel. Nothing can stop me from loving you. I told them on yesterday, I don't know where we were, but I says, I love the people of Christ Temple Church. Let me tell you now, before I started this, opportunities were open to me. I had people approach me to go with the AME, I turned them down. The Baptists wanted me, I turned them down. At that time, we didn't have but three or four people, but I loved them so much till I refused to walk out of the will of God for something larger than what we had. At that time, all we had was a trailer, but I knew the grace that was on my life was too much for the AME and the Baptists during the time God was raising me up. I would walk in their fellowship, in their Bible study, and everything would stop. Even with the pastor sitting there, everything stopped until they got an answer from me. Lord, I better stop with this. See, y'all don't believe that. I would walk into people's Bible study, and they would just stop teaching. And their pastor sitting there, and these were not just small churches. These were large churches, but they would not believe their own pastor until they hear what I had to say. Was it something great about me? No. It was the grace of God in my life that was giving me revelation above what they were getting. Oh, God, I'm almost done. I'm almost done, I think. God's divine or God divine assurance is not based on human resources, abilities, ingenuities, but on confidence in the caring power of God for the believers. Tell somebody that God cares so much about me, he'll slap you down for messing with me. You tell them that God loves me. Well, some of y'all don't believe that. That's why you ain't telling nobody, because you think that you're the only pebble on the beach and you created your own self. But God created you because he loved you. Even though you may not love your own self, but he still loves you beyond your loving your own self. I don't understand, folk. I don't like me because I'm light-skinned. Girl, you didn't born yourself. Your parents born you. I don't like me because my nose big. So be it. I got a bigger nose to catch more air. I can praise God longer. You have to find a reason, the grace of God, why you love him. Quit putting yourself down, because the grace of God in your life gives you the ability to believe God. Tell the devil, I will not put myself down any longer because I've got grace to believe God, even though you may think that I'm ugly, but I'm fine. Can I say something to the average person of colors? 90% of you don't need half of the makeup you put on, because you're beautiful just the way you are. Some of you putting on stuff, trying to make yourself more beautiful. Baby, you can't enhance on blackness. If you don't believe me, go outside and look at my car. It's called Black Velvet. And my God, every time I look at it, that thing gets prettier and prettier. Can I ask a question before I move on? Because I might get done right here. How many of you ever seen my wife with makeup on? A little bit? Who told you to look at my wife like that? I got to check you out. You better glad you're my brother, because I have to fight you right here. You checking out my wife like that. All right, better watch that, man. I got to watch you. You straight? All right. Don't be checking me out like that. All right. But her thing is, she's lovely just the way she is. And who is she trying to impress? She already got the King D. And she don't mind telling you, that's my King B you talking about. All right, I better leave that alone. Whew. Such divine concern in the life of an individual or a community of faith is not to be likened to some superficial good luck charm or magical incantation that protects as a person against the power of tragedy and human existence. Some of y'all need to get rid of them rabbit feet. If the rabbit foot was so lucky, how come he lost it? Got good luck charm in your pocketbook. How good luck could it be when you carrying it around? Can't be that good luck. I got a special quarter. You better spend it before you go hungry. Better leave that alone too. Instead, assurance in God's power is an anchor. Tell somebody something's holding me. An anchor. An anchor. And a what? A what? A what? An anchor of what? Confidence. Ooh, you should believe God so strongly that it doesn't matter what happened, you don't move. Tell him, I've got the assurance of God that even if God doesn't do it, he still holds me, and so I won't be moved. David said, my feet was nigh slipping, but when I went into the house of God, tell somebody, I almost backslid, but when I thought about, I was about to back up on God when I was going through. I almost backslid, but when I thought about where God brought me from, when I thought about the ways God made for me, I almost walked out, but when I thought about how he went, I once was young, and now that I am old, I never seen the righteous for. I never had to beg for. God always made a way for me. Give somebody a high five and say, he has never failed me. I don't know about you, but he has never, 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 never failed me. And I don't have to have no good luck charm. All I need is Psalm 23. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I already got everything that I need. I ain't trying to work up no scheme. I don't have no good luck charms. I don't eat lucky charms because I don't want nobody to confuse it with my faith. You walking in no pig living with no big box of lucky charms. By the grace of God, I am. Tell somebody I've got confident assurance. Tell the devil I ain't leaving today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. Tell him you can't send enough hell up in this church to make me walk out. Come on, tell him. You can't send enough trouble on me because I've got a God who knows how to trouble all my trouble. I've got a God who says the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to. You have to tell the devil you better not mess with me because I am a giant killer. I know how to kill Goliath. Anybody in the house, you've got confidence, assurance in God? That you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that nothing can separate you from God? Let me tell y'all something. When we started this ministry, people hated your pastor so much until they prayed that we would fail. And the same people who pray that we would fail are the same people who want a fellowship with me now. I may not have been important then. How come you want me now? Oh, God, I better leave that alone. You're going to have to pay for that one. That one was extra. Oh, I have an anchor of confidence and hope in the midst of pain and sorrow. They don't understand why you're still praising God when you just filed bankruptcy. All of the neighbors outside watching the man come and hook up to your car. And you standing there with your hand in your pocket, talking about, Lord, I don't know what to do. Oh, God, everybody getting promotion on the job except you. And everybody say, you deserve it. And they know you deserve it. And you got all kind of pain. But you got to stand up and say, but I get God confidence in God. Because I'm not trusting in my boss. Because I know you may have set him up, but God knows what he's doing. Because I've got a verse for them. You may have overlooked me, but I'm not overlooked. I'm just delayed. Because it's God that sets a man up and God bring one down. You may not see a need to promote me now, but you still need me. Try to fire me and watch your business go down. Because I've got the greater one on the inside. And the only reason why you're still existing is because I'm working here. And if I walk off, your business is going to die. Come on, somebody. Say yes. Say yes. Since I know that I am important. Yes. But that sounds good. Yes. Somebody at the same good. Yes. Better than it has to be. Y'all make me want to run in this house. When the storms are in your life, you need to get up and say, storm be still. The peace of the Lord that passes all understanding is in your life. So in spite of all the hell, I still got my joy. Say yes. The joy bell ringing in my heart all day and all night. I want to praise him. Say yes. Apostle, please come get these two from up here. Because I don't think they realize I'm 60. They're going to make me hurt myself. But if I fall down, please don't call EMS, but call the emergencies that stays in the heavens. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the Lord. Y'all acting like y'all want me to quit, but I am determined that I am not going to quit. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and love the Lord with all my understanding. Say yes. Let the devil know you love him. Let the devil know you're not going to backslide. Say yes. Say yes. Yes. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last. For the Spirit of the Lord is in this house. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Say yes. Say yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Somebody yell fire. 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 Yes. Come here, Bruce. need to tell the devil my plans didn't work out the way we thought. But I've got enough grace to know that it's a process. And God is yet working out the process. And as soon as God get done working out the process and I stay within the grace, I'm going to get what's in my heart. Because he promised he'll give me the desires of my heart. May not be in Goose Creek, because God has the power to bring you from Goose Creek to Mount Pleasant, even though it may be higher. But God knows how to speak to the heart of a man. When you walk in grace, God turn things around for you. When you walk in grace, say yes, say yes, say yes. Just because you didn't get it this time, that's not a no. It's just delayed. God got to make sure you're in the right place at the right time, in the right position. Because I hear God says, in due season, the Holy Spirit is going to impregnate you with a new ministry. And I hear God says, push, Dante. Push. Say push. Push. All right. Whew. Whew. Can I stop now? Somebody say push. Come on, you got grace enough. Say push. Look him in the eyes and say push, boy. Say push, girl. Look him in the eyes. Say pray.
Pray.
Until
something
happens. If it doesn't happen on Monday, say push. On the Tuesday. If it doesn't happen on Tuesday, to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Say push. Oh God. I got some other material that I need to share with you. But I learned from Reverend L.O. Johnson. He says, if you got a wagon load of hay and only one cow come, don't dump all out, just throw the bale. I'm so old, I can't get the half a bale off the truck. Done wore myself out again. Y'all pray for me here. I need more endurance. Oh, Jesus. Get up here in the top of the thing and make him holler. Come on, Thomas, make him holler for me. Oh! Somebody say, holler, holler, holler. Say, holler, holler, holler. Say, come on, get your breakthrough and just holler. Come on, say, open your mouth and holler. It doesn't matter, just holler. That's what they said around the Jericho wall. Holler, holler. Open your mouth and holler. Holler for your breakthrough. Holler for your deliverance. Holler. Say yes. 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 Jesus. Kenneth, come here. Lord, have mercy. Y'all, I'm too tired. No, I ain't need no water. Get a microphone. Lord, y'all mind? I got to take a Burger King break. Just a Burger King. I want you, watch this now. Father, the revelation you gave me, I release it on my son to finish this message. Oh God, the spirit of impartation, I release it now. Let strong grace be upon my son as he read the notes. Give him inspiration. Come and read this for me. Read, hold on. Read all them until you get a word in you to preach it.
No peace without grace. Inward peace springs from the sense of divine favor.
Better read that again.
No peace without grace.
No peace without grace.
Inward peace springs from a sense of divine favor.
All right.
No grace and peace, but from God our Father, the fountain and original of all blessings, the Father of lights, from whom cometh down every good and perfect gift. James 1:17. No grace and peace from God our Father,
but
in and through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ as mediator in the channel of the conveyance of all spiritual blessings to the church, and directs the disposal of them to all his members.
Tell somebody, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
And the reason why I am blessed.
And the reason why.
Because God is the dispenser of all of his grace. That you might not like me, but it doesn't have anything to do with you liking me. Because it's God that dispensing.
The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let me explain something to you. As I was reading this, the Bible tells us this in the book of Psalms, speaking about the children of Israel. And the children of Israel would say, he brought us out of Egypt. He took us through the wilderness. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those that are redeemed wasn't just redeemed from sin, but the Bible says they were redeemed from trouble and danger. See, the reason why the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say something, is because the Bible says that everything that hath breath, praise him. But only the redeemed got a reason. Only the redeemed got a right. Only the redeemed got some history with the Savior. And if you redeemed in the house, I dare you to open up your mouth and shout.
Come on and holler. Open your mouth and holler. Let the redeemed of the Lord open your mouth and holler. Let the redeemed of the Lord, the Bible says, cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Open your mouth and holler. Holler.
Hallelujah.
Open your mouth and holler.
Hey.
Open your mouth and holler. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I wish I had just a few people. Hold on just 1 second, just 1 second. I got to play on your memory for just one moment. How many of you got a mama that can fry some good chicken? Even if she ain't here, you can still taste it. You still remember how it tastes. Well, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You may not see the goodness right now, but if you can just remember where the Lord brought you, if you can just remember how far he took you, if you can just remember the goodness of the Lord, I dare you to taste and see.
Tell them it's just like apple pie, Chevrolet. It's American dream. Since God said that the old man will dream dreams, but I am young and I got a vision of the grace of God and how God's gonna bring me through all that I'm going through. If you know that God is able, open your mouth and holler.
Hey.
Holler.
Hey.
Holler.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey. The Bible says, in all things, you ought to yet tell God thank you. Because in the midst of your trial, when you bring your praise, in the front of your sickness, when you bring your praise in the front of your financial dilemma, when you bring your praise in the front of your crazy children, God says, I abide in the praises of my people. If you need to see God, you need to praise. If you need to see God, you need to open up your mouth, put your hands together, put your feet up and down, and start praising.
I hear what the Lord says. The Lord says, take the babies from your breast. Take the babies off the bottle and put them on a fast. You need to go on a fast. Don't eat anything. Don't drink anything. And cry out to the Lord for your deliverance. You said, I've been praying for a long time. Don't pray anymore.
What do you mean, Pastor? Don't pray no more. You've been praying long enough. Quit praying and start walking in it. I ain't praying another day. I already got it. All I got to do is walk in it. Grab somebody by the hand and says, let's walk in it. Let's walk in it. Let's walk in it. By grace, let's walk in it. By grace, by grace, by grace, walk in your deliverance. By grace, walk in your peace. By grace, walk in your promotion. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it.
be.
Oh,
I can't hold it.
Wait. Wait 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds. Praise Father's your breakthrough. The revelation came from Lady Smalls. Praise Father's your breakthrough. Some of you are still waiting for the breakthrough. Well, do you know what the breakthrough is waiting on? You pushing it out through your praise. I don't care how you feel. I don't care if the foreclosure sign is already on the house. But you gotta open up your mouth, open up your spirit, and begin to praise God like it's your last time. Come on, don't wait for nobody else. Don't wait for nobody else.
All right, here we go. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Hey!
I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready to turn this thing. Pastor Cecily? Pastor Cecily? Okay, because Kenneth ain't no good. If I give him this mic, ain't nothing gonna get done. I'm going to take a shower now and get myself together. But I want everybody to grab somebody by the hand for me. Everybody grab somebody by the hand. Yeah, turn on the shower. I'll be right there. Look at me. Grab them by both hands. Look them in the eyes. Look them dead in the eyes. Look them hard in the eyes. And repeat after me. If you knew my story, you would understand why I praise him the way that I do. If you knew my story, if you knew where he brought me from, if you knew how he delivered me, if you knew how he set me free, if you knew how much marijuana I smoked, if you knew how many cocaine I took, if you knew how many nights I slept with somebody else, if you knew who I was, if you knew my story, you would understand why. If you knew my story, if you knew my story, if you knew my story. If you knew my story, if you knew my story, if you knew all the hell I had, if you knew all the trouble I had, if you knew my story, you would understand why I prayed him.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy, worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.